On Thursday's front page, Citigroup is paying investors $285 million to settle civil fraud charges. Citigroup was accused of betting against them. The Republican presidential candidates are moving into a more combative phase. We'll look at the hostility that flared between Mitt Romney and Rick Perry during this week's debate. And banks are reluctant to approve loans to homeowners who leased their land for natural gas drilling. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says Citigroup agreed to pay $285 million to settle civil fraud charges. It was accused of misleading buyers of a complex mortgage investment just as the housing market was showing signs of trouble. The SEC said Citigroup bet against the investment in 2007. It made $160 million in fees and profits while investors lost millions. More than 80% of the portfolio was downgraded by credit rating agencies in less than 9 months. Also on Thursday's front page, the Republican presidential contest is lurching closer to a nasty fight between Mitt Romney and Rick Perry. Times reporter Ashley Parker looks at the animosity that flared during Tuesday's debate.
We saw that Romney can get heated, and he's not necessarily the inevitable, unflappable nominee some people thought he was. He can kind of come off as a bit of a scoldish crossing guard, which isn't necessarily what voters want with their president. Another thing both the White House and the Democrats immediately jumped on was this line he said last night.
So we went to the company and we said, look, you can't have any illegals working on our property. I'm running for office, for Pete's sake. I can't have illegals.
And they're saying that this really shows it was sort of a flash of what they called a true Romney, the guy who's a craven politician. It wasn't, you know, I wouldn't hire illegal immigrants because I don't believe in hiring illegal immigrants. It was more, I wouldn't hire them because it might impede my chances of running for higher office. And that's definitely the line that we're already seeing pushed, out of Democratic circles. And when I was talking to the Romney people and I said, you know, we saw Governor Romney get pretty heated. He reached out and he touched Governor Perry. Is this what we can expect? They kind of said, well, you know, if he's attacked like this, he's going to defend his record. So we might really be moving into the next phase of the campaign.
Times reporter Ashley Parker. Perry is now proposing a national flat tax. That's another way of setting himself apart from Romney, who's opposed such plans in the past. Thursday's Times looks at what amounted to a big game hunt in Ohio. Sheriff's deputies in Zanesville shot nearly 50 wild animals after the owner of an exotic animal park threw their cages open and then committed suicide. 62-year-old Terry Thompson had apparently assembled the exotic collection with his wife, creature by creature. That was before he spent a year in federal prison. He got out 3 weeks ago. Friends said he'd been estranged from his wife, but it's not clear why he did what he did. The hunt continued through the day on Wednesday. Nervous homeowners stayed inside. In Phoenix, New York, a sad ritual. Football coaches and school administrators watched a video of a Friday night game, trying to see what might have caused 16-year-old defensive tackle Ridge Barden to fall to the turf in the third quarter. The coroner attributed his death to bleeding on the brain. Safety is improving in football, but players and coaches are left with the fact that brains remain vulnerable, and even ordinary collisions on the football field can be deadly. Barden was the third high school player to die this year. Thursday's Times says banks are increasingly reluctant to approve mortgages after homeowners let energy companies drill on their land. One issue is whether the land ends up storing the toxic wastewater that's a byproduct of so-called fracking. One bank is making home loans only if borrowers agree not to sign a gas lease. In upstate New York, a credit union is going further. It's requiring gas companies to promise they'll pay for damage if it reduces the property's value. Inside Thursday's Times, demonstrators in Greece smashed and looted stores in Athens as Parliament prepared to vote on additional austerity measures, including laying off thousands of government workers. Times correspondent Rachel Donadio is there.
This has become part of this ritual, almost as if every time Greece's foreign lenders have to hand over another segment of aid. There's a general strike where people say we can't take it anymore and where some demonstrators get out of hand. And people who normally wouldn't come out to demonstrate came out and said they just couldn't take it anymore. I talked to a retired bank employee who was 70 years old, and she said that she has a son and daughter, both of whom have mortgages and children, and they work in the private sector and they haven't been paid in months. But really what I've been struck by is this goes so far beyond political ideology of right or left in Greece. Everyone is just bleeding in this country. There's really a sense that Greece is no longer in control of its own fate, of its own government, of its own destiny. Its foreign lenders are in charge. We've seen this movie before, but no one really knows how it's going to end.
Times correspondent Rachel Donadio. Parliament gave initial approval to the new cutbacks. Another vote is planned for Thursday. So is another day of demonstrations. A new U.S. envoy will resume talks with North Korea next week. This comes as North Korean media reported that Kim Jong-il made comments on the possibility of resuming broader six-party talks aimed at ending North Korea's nuclear program. The current U.S. envoy is being replaced by the ambassador to the International Atomic Energy Agency. Here in New York, budget cuts and test pressures mean phys ed is taking a hit in schools. Thursday's Times says some teachers and principals have gotten creative. PS 197 in Far Rockaway signed on with a free program led by New York Roadrunners. It promises prizes based on the miles kids run. That's enough for 44th and 5th graders at PS 197. They are showing up 80 minutes early, week in and week out. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. From our newsroom in New York, I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.